All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District. Today is April 30th. It's 9:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. Start with the board. Dave, you want to start?
David Nelson, board chair.
Eric Rowley, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up are the board meeting minutes from January 29th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
I've reviewed them.
Okay.
I've reviewed them. They look accurate.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve then?
I move we approve the minutes of the board meeting held January 29th, 2025.
All right. We'll give that to Derek, and Dave will give you the second. How's that?
I second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. I'll turn the screen over to you, David.
So for Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District number one, financial statements as of March 31st, 2025, starting in the balance sheet. And in the general fund, there is $28,240 in the checking account and $20,107 in the administrative cost, 2022 A2 fund. And then we have accounts payable of $26,061. In the debt service fund, there is in the bond fund 2022 A2, $196,345. Bond fund 2022 A2, that's $1,078,416. And pledged revenue fund has $746. Reserve fund $436,103. In the mandatory redemption fund, 2022 A1 is $541. Surplus fund $451,308, and the assessment fund 2022 A2 is $150,302, and a receivable from the county treasurer of $57,909, of which this is a deferred property tax to the district of the same amount, $57,909. In the capital projects fund, we have in the project fund $89,835. In the construction fund 2022 A2, we have $146,611. And accounts receivable of $9,258. Moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had interest income of $192, accounting expenses $7,632, and legal expenses $543. Giving us an ending fund balance of $22,287. In the debt service fund, we had interest income of $27,810, a bond interest payment on the 2022 A1 series of $288,275, and bond principal payment on the 2022 A1 of $16,000, and giving us an ending fund balance of $2,313,759. In the capital projects fund, we had interest income of $2,476 and no expenditures to date, and ending fund balance of $245,703. With that, let me open it up to you guys for any questions or anything you'd like to look at a little more in depth.
Dave, Derek, anything?
No, nothing for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything either.
Okay, well, With that, then, if I could get a motion to accept the financials as presented, that would be great.
Yeah, I move that we accept the March 31st, 2025 financials.
I
Thanks,
second
Dave.
that.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That's everything that we show on the agenda. One thing, that the first quarter financial report, I need to get that finished. Has there been any activity in the first quarter development-wise, or do I just say everything stayed the same?
Everything stayed the same.
Okay, perfect. I'll get that finalized and then I'll send it over for signature. So, okay, you guys have anything for us we need to work on? Okay, could I get a motion to adjourn then?
Move we adjourn.
Thanks,
I
Derek.
second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, good to see you.